This is the listening part of your Year 12 exam in English for 2009. It will consist of three tasks. You will hear the texts twice. Task 1. A famous artist. Listen to the text about the famous artist Marc Chagall. Fill in the gaps with one word or a number or circle the correct option. Look at the example. You have a minute to read the task.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this tour of our special Chagall exhibition. First of all, I'd like to say a little about the artist, Marc Chagall. As you probably know, he was born in Russia in 1887, but he lived for a very long time, most of his life, in fact, in France. And it was in France that he died at the age of 97. Chagall went to live in France in 1923. He lived for many years in Paris, and in the last years of his life, he lived in the south of France, near Vence, in Provence. And in fact, in 1937, he became a French citizen. Chagall married twice in his life. His first wife was Bella. They married in 1915. And the following year, they had a child together called Ida. But Bella died in 1944. This was when they were living in the USA. 8 years later, Chagall married again. This time, a woman called Valentina, known as Vava. Chagall was not only a painter. He also designed sets for opera. And he was famous, too, for designing the windows of churches. Stained glass windows. In fact, one of the very last things he did was design the window of Reims Cathedral in France in 1985, the same year that he died. If you go to France, to the city of Nice, you can visit the Chagall Museum, which opened in 1973. Many of the works which we have here now are from there. Now, if we go along here, into the first room, we can see some of Chagall's early works.
You have a minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this tour of our special Chagall exhibition. First of all, I'd like to say a little about the artist, Marc Chagall. As you probably know, he was born in Russia in 1887. But he lived for a very long time, most of his life, in fact, in France. And it was in France that he died, at the age of 97. Chagall went to live in France in 1923. He lived for many years in Paris, and in the last years of his life, he lived in the south of France, near Vence, in Provence. And in fact, in 1937, he became a French citizen. Chagall married twice in his life. His first wife was Bella. They married in 1915, and the following year they had a child together called Ida. But Bella died in 1944. This was when they were living in the USA. 8 years later, Chagall married again, this time a woman called Valentina, known as Vava. Chagall was not only a painter. He also designed sets for opera, and he was famous, too, for designing the windows of churches, stained glass windows. In fact, one of the very last things he did was design the window of Reims Cathedral in France in 1985, the same year that he died. If you go to France, to the city of Nice, you can visit the Chagall Museum, which opened in 1973. Many of the works which we have here now are from there. Now, if we go along here, into the first room, we can see some of Chagall's early works.
There is a minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task one. Go on to task two. Task two, shopping. Listen to a commercial advertising sales in a shop. Fill in the table with the missing information. In case there is no information, leave the grid empty. Look at the example and get acquainted with the task.
gone to Melbourne duty free. Your last chance to pick up presents for family and friends, or simply treat yourself to a little luxury. We have some great offers and bargains, and our friendly in-store staff are ready and waiting to help you. Why not pay a visit to our accessories department? We have finest Italian handbags for $35 Australian and top quality leather gloves for men and women for an amazing price of $25. That's half their original price of $50. But hurry, this offer ends at midday. Also, check out our range of leather briefcases, which start at the bargain price of $145. You'll also find a selection of chic sports umbrellas made from a top quality canvas. These umbrellas are guaranteed to keep you dry and looking good in the heaviest downpours, and all for a price of $32.49. For a truly original present, why not pick up a beautiful Scottish woolen sweater, reduced from $72 to $49. But hurry, this offer is for as long as stocks last only. Our all-American robust metal cigarette lighters always prove a popular gift. And today, we're offering them at an all-time low price of $14.99 each. Our lightweight headphones are also on sale at $17.39 a pair. These high-quality items are ideal for the serious traveller who enjoys music while on the move. Finally, don't forget to check out the confectionery department. We have boxes of delicious Belgian chocolates for half their original price of $18. So why not pick up two? You can never go wrong with chocolates.
You will have a minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
Welcome to Melbourne Duty Free, your last chance to pick up presents for family and friends, or simply treat yourself to a little luxury. We have some great offers and bargains, and our friendly in-store staff are ready and waiting to help you. Why not pay a visit to our accessories department? We have finest Italian handbags for $35 Australian and top quality leather gloves for men and women for an amazing price of $25. That's half their original price of $50. But hurry, this offer ends at midday. Also, check out our range of leather briefcases, which start at the bargain price of $145. You'll also find a selection of chic sports umbrellas made from a top quality canvas. These umbrellas are guaranteed to keep you dry and looking good in the heaviest downpours, and all for a price of $32.49. For a truly original present, why not pick up a beautiful Scottish woolen sweater, reduced from $72 to $49. But hurry, this offer is for as long as stocks last only. Our all-American robust metal cigarette lighters always prove a popular gift. And today, we're offering them at an all-time low price of $14.99 each. Our lightweight headphones are also on sale at $17.39 a pair. These high-quality items are ideal for the serious traveller who enjoys music while on the move. Finally, don't forget to check out the confectionery department. We have boxes of delicious Belgian chocolates for half their original price of $18. So why not pick up two? You can never go wrong with chocolates.
There is a minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task 2. Go on to task 3. Task 3. London fights with traffic congestion. Traffic congestion causes a lot of problems in big cities nowadays. Listen to one of the solutions how to fight them. Follow the notes and fill in the missing information. You must explain what the numbers mentioned in the text refer to. You have a minute to read the task.
Traffic congestion is a huge problem in many cities around the world. The noise and air pollution are harmful to the environment, and the lost time spent sitting in cars takes its toll on people too. However, in early 2003, the City of London decided to take a different kind of toll and combat this problem. It's the congestion zone toll, and so far, it's a huge success. The plan is simple. A 13-kilometre area in the centre of London has been designated a congestion zone. The zone has 174 entrance and exit points and is surrounded by 688 cameras at 203 locations. When a car drives into the zone, one of the cameras takes a picture of the car's license plate number. The camera immediately sends a signal to the automatic plate recognition computer system in central London. The computer identifies the car, and the owner is charged the congestion toll for that day, about $15. This is a one-time charge for the day. It doesn't matter how long the car is in the zone or how many times it's photographed. The car's owner can pay the toll in several ways. Online, by cell phone text messaging, at a self-service machine, by phone, or at one of the over 200 retailers within the zone and 10,000 others nationwide. If the toll isn't paid by 10 p.m. that day, a $4 fine is added on. And if it's not paid by midnight, the toll goes up to $180. The results are hard to argue with. There has been a 20% drop in traffic congestion, and travel times within the zone have decreased by 5%. An added benefit of the toll is that the money collected is used for public transportation projects. The City of London expects to raise $2.2 billion over a 10-year period. The mayors of Paris, New York, and Tokyo are said to be watching this plan very closely. The congestion toll may be coming to your city soon.
You have a minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
Traffic congestion is a huge problem in many cities around the world. The noise and air pollution are harmful to the environment, and the lost time spent sitting in cars takes its toll on people too. However, in early 2003, the City of London decided to take a different kind of toll and combat this problem. It's the congestion zone toll, and so far, it's a huge success. The plan is simple. A 13-kilometre area in the centre of London has been designated a congestion zone. The zone has 174 entrance and exit points and is surrounded by 688 cameras at 203 locations. When a car drives into the zone, one of the cameras takes a picture of the car's license plate number. The camera immediately sends a signal to the automatic plate recognition computer system in central London. The computer identifies the car, and the owner is charged the congestion toll for that day, about $15. This is a one-time charge for the day. It doesn't matter how long the car is in the zone or how many times it's photographed. The car's owner can pay the toll in several ways. Online, by cell phone text messaging, at a self-service machine, by phone, or at one of the over 200 retailers within the zone and 10,000 others nationwide. If the toll isn't paid by 10 p.m. that day, a $4 fine is added on. And if it's not paid by midnight, the toll goes up to $180. The results are hard to argue with. There has been a 20% drop in traffic congestion, and travel times within the zone have decreased by 5%. An added benefit of the toll is that the money collected is used for public transportation projects. The City of London expects to raise $2.2 billion over a 10-year period. The mayors of Paris, New York, and Tokyo are said to be watching this plan very closely. The congestion toll may be coming to your city soon.
There is a minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task 3 and the whole listening test.